Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Have a great day, will you?
I thought it might be you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. You have a good one, too. Well, good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm very good. We're on the move this morning, so if you hear any strange noises, I'll have to just put us on mute here.
That'd be just fine. I appreciate you.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Who arrived?
Good morning, Jean. This is Char.
Hi, Char.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We have huge rain this morning. It's kind of, I have a blanket over my legs, and it's kind of wonderful.
Well, you're getting daylight already, correct?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Oh, well, it's just breaking through a little bit. This is the last day of sunshine, and then the rest of the week, all I can see is rain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we started yesterday. We had kind of an overcast day. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was 71 or 2 or something, you know.
That's what ours was yesterday, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so pretty, and the clouds in the sky were, they forecasted rain yesterday. Of course, we got sprinkles every now and then. That's all we had. But last night early this morning, actually, Ricky got up about 4 o'clock, I think. It was pouring, and it's still pouring, and it's beautiful. I mean, for us, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't mind a day or two, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Jenny's ready to roll out the door and just do everything he can possibly get done this last half.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, definitely.
More than he can get done, that's for sure.
Well, I'm pulling out, looking at more soups again.
I know. I've got about 5 of them sitting here that I want to do.
Oh, good.
Right out of the newspaper, and they were supposed to be out of this book that, it was fairly new, I think, and I went online and they had it for like, what was it, $5 and some cents, and I said, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
For a soup book. Actually, that's the main thing. It was the one that was written up in the newspaper. Paul Getty's great-granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, I bet that's wonderful.
Yeah, whatever that's worth, you know. So, but anyway, it was. They didn't want her to entitle it. Maybe you heard me say it. They didn't want the publisher didn't want her to title it anything dealing with.
Okay.
Whether they thought there were too many books coming out with that in the title or actually,
it's arrived.
She said, I wanted to give everybody a shot at seeing how good vegetarian and vegan food was. And I didn't want to scare anybody off, so she didn't put it in the title. That's the way it was worded.
Yeah.
Which is a great idea, she said.
Well,
that,
it
so,
is.
You know, that way she's got a full audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just at the bookstore perusing the vegetarian section, you know, and there were a few soup books that looked really good. And the gal at the store had recommended that. She said, look at just all the soup books. She said, there are so many on the other side, just in the regular cookbook section.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at a few.
It's arrived.
More. I want to look at some more there, too.
So did you end up with a
vegetarian taste? I didn't buy a soup book at all. I picked up a complete vegan kitchen, it's called, by Janet. Bennett is her last name. Looks like Janikin, Janneqin. It has a beautiful picture on the front. Well, the foreword was written by Olympic athlete of the century, Carl Lewis. There was some other book that I have where he did a foreword to it, too, and I don't know which recipe book it is, But the picture on the front is a quinoa something. It's beautiful. You know, it's fall colors and all that. So, anyway, I sat down and looked through that and thought, yeah, there's a lot of great stuff in here catching my eye. So I picked that one up. And I figured I'd go back. I guess I was getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, when you go through so many of them and you look at them and you think, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But it has a little soup category in there too. This one catches my eye, spicy sweet potato soup.
Mm.
Which I don't think I've ever made a sweet potato soup before.
Well, no, not sweet potato. I did the butternut. That was the ones that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But sweet potato would have a stronger flavor.
There's one in the... somebody else joined us? Want to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Anita, I'm getting ready to go to work, so...
Okay.
All right.
Nice to have you on the call. The other book I had picked up the other day is Greens, Glorious Greens. And it says includes recipes for arugula, bok choy, kale, collards, dandelion greens, and more. And this morning I was looking and they have, well, speaking of soups, there's one that I think I want to try, vegetable soup with Swiss chard.
Mm.
And it says, has a little subtitle under it. It says the U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued guidelines calling for a diet that includes at least 3 half-cup servings of vegetables daily. And I went, 3? So I looked at the copyright. It's 1996.
Oh.
I guess I think every book that I find in there has got to be a new book. I don't know. Well, they are new, being that they're new. Nobody's used them before, but anyway. And it says, that's no problem with this soup, or with soup. When you look at this lengthy list of ingredients, just think of all the vegetables you'll be eating in each bowl. Makes enough for several days.
You know, I can't help but think about what happened last night when I went to meet the gal that had been last week before having so much trouble with her hands.
Oh, yeah.
And her back. And, then she got into something that was really scary, and that was that her husband had said to her, because they are so down and out, he had said to her, he says, you know what, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. He says, I'm not finding work. And the way the tone in her voice and the look on her face told the whole story before she ever got anywhere near the end.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, he just looked at me and he says, you know what? You'd be so much better off without me.
Oh.
If I wasn't here.
Oh, no.
And she said, I got on the phone the minute he was away from me and started calling for help.
Good for her.
And she says, I got mad. She got livid because she couldn't get return calls because she felt nobody wanted to deal with her because they didn't have any money. And she was really, really desperate. And so I said to her, she brought up something, and I don't remember what it was. I asked her what she was doing, because she said, late from work. Well, as it turned out, a relative or a friend, or a friend of a relative or something like that. Anyway, here, that decided she felt really, really sorry for her, and so she's got this pup, and she doesn't have the way she told it, she doesn't have the energy to exercise the dog when she comes home. She doesn't want to have to do that. It sounded almost like a drummed-up story, so the woman would take, you know, the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's hired her to come in at least for a few weeks and just spend from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with the dog, and she's paying her $400 a month.
Wow.
Just to sit there and be with the dog and then take her out about the half hour before she gets home and you know, run the heck out of her, basically. But she can't. She can hardly get around. I mean, not because of her age, because of her arthritis and stuff.
Arthritis, yeah.
And so anyway. And
what age bracket is she?
She's 50.
Okay.
54, I think she said.
Oh, gosh, bless her heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that hits close to home to just think of the difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, she was going on about it, and then she says, and because of my weight, and then she brought up her husband again right close, and I says, well, does he have a weight issue? And she goes, oh, yeah. She says, I'm 70 pounds over, and she says, he is way more than that.
Oh.
And I said, you know, that has, the depression has a lot to do with that. I said, so what are you doing about it? And she says, well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to walk. I says, what are you doing about it with food?
Yeah.
And I, and she kind of, you know, hummed, well, I'm cleaning up my act, and he's trying to do something too, but you know, I'm just so addicted to sugar. She says, I'm just so addicted to sugar.
Wow.
And I said, well, yes, it's as bad as heroin. You know, the studies that are coming in now, it's a horrible situation. And I said, the only thing you can do is, you know, get off of it. And she goes, well, and she reached down in, and there was a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
In her bag. She says, I am doing better, but this time of the year with all the candy out, she says, oh my gosh, she says, it's just like it's not the right time of the year to start. And I'm going, good grief.
Wow.
And so anyway, we just kept talking. I says, okay, tell me about what you eat.
And how much money is she spending on that candy?
Oh, I told her, I said, your food, anything that goes in your mouth is going to go down so dramatically. And she, I said, tell me about your day, what you eat. And she told me a bit, and she says, well, it's fish and it's chicken, and she says, and a lot of fruit. And I said, well, okay, give, and I didn't want to bait her, see. So I said, okay, give me an example of a meal. And she goes, well, I try to get, you know, a lettuce salad in. And I go, try to get a lettuce salad in. Okay, tell me.
There's lettuce too, I'll bet.
From the beginning, yeah. And from the beginning of the day, what you have, and it was some kind of a cold package cereal. I can't remember. Oh, shredded wheat. That was what she had for breakfast. Well, it could have been worse. It could have been a sugar. Well,
right.
It maybe was a sugared shredded wheat, because I forget that they make those.
Yeah.
Because she's got this sweet thing. Everything's sweet. And she says, and the fruit, lots of fruit in the morning for breakfast with the shredded wheat. And I'm going, okay, well, so what's for lunch? Well, I just snack. And in between, I try and snack just on carrots. And I said, okay. And then dinner. Well, I try and get a salad in, a lettuce salad in, and then I can't remember. And meat, just meat. And I'm going, oh, gee. So she kept talking about it, kept drilling her, and you know, variety. Well, that's, I pretty much stick to the same thing. And she says, and I try not to eat the candy bars. I try not to eat the candy bars.
Oh man.
And I said, you know what? I'm gonna suggest a book. We're in the bookstore. I'm gonna suggest a book, and it could be the most important thing you've ever done in your life at this point. And she looked at me, and I said, I'm really, really serious about it because it changed my life. Remember, I told you I was obese, and I didn't remind her that it was that many years back. Yeah, I just said I was obese at one point. I said, I changed the way I was eating when I read this book, and I did it immediately. And you don't have to do it immediately, but I think it will give you enough information to give you the drive to do it. And she said, what is it? And when she asked me, I told her, the China study. Because she'll read. She likes to read. And she's got lots of time, and she's doing lots of sitting. And I said, you know, you can come right here and sit and read. She came in with her dog. I've never seen a dog in quarters that was not a necessary dog.
Yeah,
blind person's dog. Well, blind person isn't usually in borders anyway, but except for the music and the audios. But anyway, she had this little dog of hers, and I saw the rage that came out on that woman twice while we were talking to her, because somebody had made some comment about her dog, and she said to us, she's talking about my child. I have written her a letter, and it's going to get handed to her. And she was talking between gritted teeth, and then again when she called for help for her husband, she was just shaking. She was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know. I took the Meg boys in within, not even 10 minutes. She saw a result both on her hands and on her back, and gave her some samples of the CM cream. She rubbed that in also on her hands. and, you know, really, really was impressed with the difference she saw. But, you know, they're hanging on to every penny because they're down to the point where they won't have money to put down. Oh, and still living in a Motel 6, and I'm going to call her today because when we walked out of there, all I could think of was she could get a room in somebody's house for them to live in that would be better than a Motel 6 for the next another 2 weeks or how long she'd been down here, 2 weeks. So been 3 weeks in a Motel 6 on a nightly rate, and they can't find anything that they can afford. Well, it's getting less affordable every day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was very, very, very
wow.
different situation than I've ever had to set through in trying to talk to somebody about, you know, some other options and get her to a point where she can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
So whether she is in Shire?
Huh?
When are they moving in?
Yeah. I just looked at her and I said to Diana, because Diana went with me, and Diana was on the phone calling people for resources,
mm.
like with the Catholic Church and
mm-hmm.
things like that. You know, anything we could get out of her. And, you know, and things she wouldn't budge off. Oh, it has to be a Catholic church. And I'm going, you know what? I don't think I'd be real choosy right now. There's probably only a couple I wouldn't take, and that would be something from the Middle East that was, you know, raising a group together.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, it was a very draining experience. Both of us walked out of there, and Diana just looked at me and she goes, I am too exhausted to even think about knitting, because she got us out of the group. We weren't even setting with anybody else because she was too embarrassed to talk about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the people from the group came over and said, why are you guys sitting over here? Oh, if you only knew. But anyway.
Problems.
Huh?
And you think you have problems.
Yes. I mean, that, you know, that was the other part of it. I thought, you know, for people out there that have the bare necessities covered, and these people don't, and they don't know where it's going to come from, because they are just. She says we can't get this and we can't get that. She was going through all the camps, and I said, well, you know, and Diana started in right away because she's more accustomed to the field in talking about alternatives in the work world. Her husband's got to stretch out. He's got a very specialized background. And very, you know, I mean, I can't even think of anybody. It's just construction is down. He's got to spread out and do something else. And that's when she started telling me about his depression. And all she's looking at is drugs. And that's when I said, you know, you've got to think about how you're feeding your body at the same time.
Are they able to cook in this room?
They got a microwave.
And that's what she's cooking her meals in?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's it.
No refrigerator even?
I don't know if Motel 6s have them.
Never stayed in one.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing
them. I mean, she's probably eating a lot of meals out, too.
I don't think she's eating out. I think she's eating out of cans is what she's doing.
Ugh.
Yeah. Because you know, the salad thing, the way she said this, I don't know. I honestly don't know. They're not really within walking distance. They do have a car. I don't know what kind of a car they've got. But anyway, maybe, I don't know if she went to see it. Anyway, enough said on that. But, you know, it does. It makes you, just like you said, Nancy, it makes you incredibly grateful for what you've got. But it's not somebody that I can just say, oh, I never saw her before in my life, and that's, you know, a bygone after listening to her.
Well, you know, but you know, and you never know the value that you're going to add. She'll remember this stuff for
a while. You know what I can do on some of the stuff that will last a little longer? I can take her food. That's what I can do. I can take her some wholesome food. I can even share some of the stuff I get from the Grange.
There has to be some place for her to get food stamps or something.
Well, she's got some food stamps, so she's getting some of that.
Aren't there stamps there that she could go to?
Huh?
Are there pantries that she can go to?
Well, see, that's why we were trying to get her into the church, because they're the ones that will usually provide that kind of stuff when people are, you know, not, you know, the give out ones like where we're involved there at the Grange are confined to other ones are being fed by ours.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know where they are.
Yeah.
So I could find that out, too.
Well,
her choices, the reason I'm saying me take it is her choices are not good.
Right.
She's grabbing the stuff that requires nothing, and some of it she can still do, like squash she could do in the microwave, you know, fresh. Anything fresh or that's going to have some food value in it instead of out of a can. Because
mm-hmm.
Even at our place, you know, up there, if she came in there, she'd be picking the stuff up out of the cans.
Mm-hmm.
If I take it, then she's going to...
Well, you're going to take her better stuff.
Yeah, right. Right, I'm not going to take her any of the stuff she's getting.
Right. Were you surprised when she said her husband wanted to separate?
Did
you know that's where she was headed?
You mean commit suicide?
Well, that's what he said?
Oh, that's where he was going, yeah.
Oh, I
wasn't.
If I wasn't here.
No, he said if I wasn't here, if I was out of the picture.
I took that to mean that they were going to separate.
No, he's depressed. He's in deep depression, and she says, I don't know what he'll do.
Am I?
Well, he had said if we were separated at one point, but then she went further into it.
Okay.
And, you know, he just said, you're better off if I'm not here.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Oh.
I don't think, hopefully we don't have an audience here. Except for, you know, but anyway, it was pretty heavy last night. I was totally excited. I don't think I've ever gone through that with a total stranger to that extent. And the situation that they're, you know. Anyhow, so if you guys come up with anything, really.
I can't believe he's a construction worker. I can't.
No, he's not a construction worker.
Oh.
He sits at a computer and figures out the amount of rebar in these high-rise buildings.
So he's an educated person, it sounds like.
Yeah, in his field.
Right.
He,
what people don't realize in this economy is, there are so many educated people out there who don't have jobs. They've got, even if it means going to work at McDonald's, at least you're bringing something in. Even if you're collecting coins at a parking lot, whatever, get yourself some money.
See, this is what she
it's demoralizing not to be working, but it's less demoralizing to be being paid a menial job.
Yeah. Well, that's what she told him. She repeated almost exactly what you said. She said, you're going to have to get out of your field and do something else. You've got to be doing something. You can't be
exactly.
Just sitting
there. Sit and do nothing day after day after day. No wonder. I mean, who wouldn't be depressed?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think another thing that would be good is to call. She's doing all the connecting with people, see?
Yeah.
And he's not. And I'm
going to
call.
Well, but that could be finality, too.
Yeah, and I'm saying that he needs to be the one out there or going with her, and they need to be into a church would be ideal because they provide counseling and everything else,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
As well as the physical.
There has to be Catholic Family Services there.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
well,
a good connection.
She had gone into the Catholic Church that she had grown up in here. She spent part of her life here, right here in Gresham, and she says they changed priests, and I don't like the priests.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, right.
I'll show him.
Yeah, any excuse will work.
Isn't there Family Services that's not directly attached to the church? I mean, we have Catholic Family Services here.
Yeah, but they're handled through a church location, I think.
Really?
I don't think they're in a separate office complex. I think they're...
Isn't there more than one Catholic church? And
Oh, yeah. She got the reference of, like, three from Diana because the gal that Diana called was... in the Catholic Church, had been in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, tried to encourage her to spread out and be a little bit more open to some of the other ones that had it, too. Greater draws from a wider spectrum
right.
within the community than does the Catholic Churches right where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, but she gave her the ones that were the biggest in the area to go to. And with the address, huh?
There is help out there. They've got to find it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to make sure that she's still trying
mm-hmm.
with a couple of calls and a couple more suggestions and offering to take her some food. So, I mean, I'll go up there today and pick it up and take it over to her.
And she is working, doing something?
Setting with the dog, yeah.
That's her job.
Yeah, that's her job. But somebody gave her because they felt, you know, sorry for her.
Okay.
So anyway, but she's out of the house anyhow. But, you know, if he's still sitting in, I don't know, that's probably even worse.
Sitting watching Dr. Oz and the doctors and maybe picking up information on how to eat.
She was watching Dr. Oz until she started working, and I don't know why she can't watch it where
sure.
she is. But I'll ask her that. I got to make myself a list here.
Okay, that is fine.
Well, thanks for your help, guys. Jeannie.
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I wanted to find out how that went. I knew you would see her again, you know.
Yeah, she was there waiting for us.
Not to change the subject or anything.
Please.
Next page. In Sunday's paper, chemical and Teflon tied to delay in girls' puberty.
Ooh.
Wow. I don't know what I sent you an email yesterday, Shaw.
It's not the title.
That Bed Bath & Beyond had sent me about a new cookware, non-stick cookware that everybody's going to love. I thought you would be interested in. Let me just go through some of this article. It's not real long, but it was disturbing. Chemical used to make Teflon could delay puberty in girls exposed to it, a new study finds. Scientists studying the effects of a chemical called C8 found a link between high exposure levels and a four-month delay in the average onset of puberty among girls. No change among boys, interestingly. A panel of three scientists investigating the health effects of C8, also called perfluorooctanoic acid, got that? PFOA, as part of a $107 million lawsuit settlement between DuPont and its customers of water districts in West Virginia and Ohio near the plant that makes Teflon. Water in the district's wells was found to be contaminated with C8. DuPont has since paid to install filters at the water plants, but contends that no ill health effects have been directly linked to the chemical. The company has agreed to phase out C8 by 2015, but there's no problem using it. We're voluntarily removing it, I'm sure. Terry Fletcher, a researcher, said studies of about 6,000 adolescents from the region, and this is in England, showed a statistical link between high levels of C8 and delayed puberty in girls. He cautioned that researchers do not know whether C8 directly causes the delay in puberty or whether the onset of puberty causes the body to change the way it concentrates the chemical. We need to be careful to remember that the casualty could happen in either direction. The other studies, including one at the University of Cincinnati, have shown the opposite result, a quicker onset of puberty among girls exposed to C8. The Cincinnati study measured puberty by the onset of breast growth, while his study tracked the start of menstruation. That was the one in Cincinnati. We had some discussion about whether that was necessarily inconsistent. DuPont issued a statement pointing out that the latest study does not say C8 causes a delay in puberty and highlighted the conflicting studies, of course. The study is designed to look for a statistical association and cannot determine whether there is a cause and effect relationship, the statement said. Somebody who was the lead attorney for the people exposed to C8 said, this is one more piece of evidence that the science panel will consider before it determines whether there is a probable link between C8 and health problems. If it makes that determination, DuPont would pay for medical monitoring of about 80,000 people exposed to the chemical. Earlier, the science panel reported links between C8 exposure and birth defects and changes in levels of 3 proteins important to the immune system. The U.S. EPA classifies the chemical as a probable carcinogen. This is one more paragraph. That's where they put the probable carcinogen. Tests of the Little Hocking Water Association 4 wells in 2006 showed C8 at levels between 1 part per bill to 14 parts per bill, all are above a 0.5 parts per billion drinking water limit the U.S. EPA set in November of 2006. So the limit is supposed to be 0.5 parts, and they are at 1 to 14 parts.
Gee.
So at least double to 14 times.
What's allowable, and shoot, you don't even know how what's allowable is good.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, it's the same old theory. A little bit isn't going to hurt you.
Right.
Well, a little bit added on to everything else that we're getting that's carcinogenic.
Yeah.
The
whole, okay, so are you saying C8, like the number 8?
The number 8.
Okay, I want to just get it written down. down, so I'd recognize it. I mean,
this is from this article was from a guy from the Columbus Dispatch.
You know, what makes me so very, very irritated, the same thing that the news media said when they first started announcing, I mean, it's been, what, about 4 years ago at least. That's not the beginning, but when, you know, I recognized it and heard it and pulled the last pan off the rack that was Teflon that one of our roomies was using because he liked it. He did his omelets in it. And so he was always using that for sautéing because he did a fair amount of cooking. Anyway, I pulled it off the rack and said, but you're not going to have this in this house. I just can't stand to see it. And the news guy ended the comment after giving all the negative facts. He says, hey, you guys don't rush out and change your cookware. You've got 10 years to do this in. I'm not going to hurt you.
She's still around in 10 years.
I mean, that is
interesting how different people look at it.
Yeah, that is the biggest stupidity in the world. But that was the last thought that they were left with, you know, which is the strongest in communication.
Did you look at that stuff from BB&B, the email I sent you?
No. By the time I got home last night, I was just, it was a rat race because we were doing, I was doing some three-ways and stuff yesterday, but it was, I saw the titles of it, and I thought, the computer's already on, so I'm on it, go through whatever you... But Oz said, did you hear on his, in favor of what to replace, he says, anodized aluminum. Yeah, with anodized aluminum, I'm sure you didn't catch that on one of...
so far behind on his programs that I...
Okay, it was one of the ones that I had just recorded, and it was just given in the title, the introduction when he first comes on, that's all I caught, but it's one that I've already played back, so it's one that I'll be going through.
Right.
I don't know, he'll obviously give some negative facts on the other side, too.
What does that mean, anodized, you know?
Well, it's coated with, and see, this is where I come in, and I was looking in the store at them. I didn't read the fine print on the bottom. If it still said, it shouldn't be saying then that it would destroy the respiratory system of a bird.
What are they using to coat?
That's the whole thing.
Impregnated into the metal.
Uh-huh. Right, but
somehow.
But then I question, is that coating already been tested? Probably not.
Right, well, that's a question,
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm not going anywhere, but I just wanted an argument for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If they say that it's been tested or it's been used for years and years and years, but then maybe they've never done any studies on the group that's been using it. Replacing the old stuff. Let's go back to cast iron and stainless steel. And, you know, the other thing that I forget to tell people right off is you don't have to worry about having non-stick when you take the oil away.
Mm-hmm.
And you just use the broth. Nothing sticks to it. You just put a little water to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many of you have had, you know, steamed vegetables burned on the bottom of your pan only if you don't put any water in there?
Or if you forget about them.
Yeah, if you forget about them. And they're going to do the same thing except be fried into the metal when you've got oil if it burns that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 times worse to clean that stuff. But cast iron is still cheap.
Can't even find it, though.
Oh, yes, it's in every store.
Really?
Every Walmart has cast iron, a section of cast iron in there.
Okay.
Go to the thrift store. You can't do it in a microwave, obviously, but go to the thrift store, and there's a shelf full of it at the bottom.
Wow.
You know, and if there's any stains on it, it rubs right off with a little bit of steel wool, and then you can, I wouldn't be above coating it with a little bit of oil at that point.
But isn't that,
oven,
isn't that how you season it?
Yeah, that's how you season it. Put it in the oven for a half hour or an hour. That's it. You know, don't do a lot. If you do a lot of scrubbing with soap instead of just water, then you're going to have to, you know, probably recoat it.
Yeah.
And the worst that happens is you get a little iron.
Right.
The very worst that happens.
Imagine that.
I see Mindy once that she can boost her iron when she makes her eggs or whatever she makes in her frying pan.
Well, I just, you know, I'm thinking how misinformed, it goes right back to the China study, how misinformed we are in this country.
Yep.
Led down these paths by all this advertisement and all this crap in the grocery stores. They could burn every one of them to the ground and I'd be happy. Oops, I shouldn't be saying that on a public line, should I? The person that catches on fire, they'll be after me.
They'll be after you. I remember this woman said.
Oh,
but it's so true.
Sorry. On the rampage again.
No, that's okay. I was just with a friend yesterday who started on Osteodense and then quit because she got backed up on it. And then I said, well, so are you taking it? No. She says, please feel free to, you know, hassle me with it. She goes, my other friend has to call me to tell me to put out the pink can. That's a recycled can. Every Wednesday. I said, oh, my God, you're pathetic. I said, I'll send you an email every evening. Take your Osteodense right now.
Does she take other nutritionals?
She has osteoporosis, yeah.
Does she take other nutritionals?
I don't know. Probably not.
This isn't Ruth, is it?
No, it's Jill.
Oh, Jill. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's so obsessed with other things that if you could get her obsessed with her body and her health.
Yeah, I said, you know what? They will not work if you don't take them.
Okay.
She says, well, she made a comment that it would be okay for me to bug her about it. So I'm like, gee, I'm not your mother, but I guess...
Well, if you're not saying, has left the conference. That's probably the problem.
Oh, yeah. Ask her where she has them setting.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I heard was the kitchen and the bathroom are not either place. Are not where you want them to be because of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And you degrade the vitamins sometimes within 2 weeks of what the potential would have been if you'd had them in a dry in a room that has no moisture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that you worry about, you don't worry about that much in Phoenix, I'm sure. But the other thing I was going to say
the kitchen.
Is...
I had heard the bathroom, but not the kitchen before.
Oh, yeah, they said not the kitchen because you got, you know, the moisture of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more steam emitted if you're doing any cooking. The container that she has them in, she takes more than one of, I mean, she only has one vitamin or something she's...
Yeah, well, she was real big on vitamin D3 for a short time, too. I don't even know if she's taken that.
Okay, guys, I went in and tested on the vitamin D3 at Costco.
Okay.
Incredibly high.
Okay.
Incredibly high. And the part of the reason I did that is my girlfriend reminded me, and I remember a very astute man telling me the same thing. She says, you know, it's getting nature sunshine, and, you know, their stuff isn't real expensive, but it's not real inexpensive either. And I expect, you know, that I'm paying for it. And she reminded me that their herbs are incredibly good, but their vitamins are not. They don't have the same level of expertise in the vitamin industry as they do the herbs. Their specialty is herbs. And so I had this man that was actually working with NECAN, and he says, I think they're based in, well, maybe they're not in Salt Lake, but anyway, he was in Salt Lake, and he said, I use some of the Nature Sunshine, but he says I would never touch their vitamins because they don't match the quality of their herbs. And
the Costco brand you're talking about?
I'm talking about Nature Sunshine.
At Costco?
No, Nature Sunshine is marketed direct.
But you said the D at
Costco.
Okay,
then I tested it against the D3 at Costco, and there was just a tremendous difference in my energy level with the, with energy testing on the Costco brand. It was much
better. Their brand, okay.
Yeah. But you've got to do, they've got like three different,
has left the contents.
Fish oil was on the, I put in one capsule of fish oil a day, too. Fish oil difference was on the one of theirs. The others two did not test at all well. So don't just take it for granted that because it's got that, like I was with Nature Sunshine, I fell back into the groove saying, you know, what I need beyond what we have already available.
Yeah, I just picked up the fish oil there, the Kirkland brand.
There's two different ones, though.
The Kirkland brand one?
Mm-hmm.
The one that was, you said it was $8.99 for 400.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that would be it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that was the same one I got, so anyway.
You know which D it was?
There was only one D, three.
Okay.
No, I think it was Kirkland, too. I'll go look for you, because that is another one that, you know, I know that I need more than what I have. But now, with this light, that might not be the truth, because this light, Naidu was talking about, let's see, where did it go here? Naidu was talking about the light and the absorption of the vitamin D, because that actually allows it to be absorbed, or I can't remember how it was said because I didn't hear him direct, so I better not talk about that part of it. But anyway, it was, no, this is Nature Made from Costco. On the
I've heard that brand.
And how much was that, you know?
Yeah, I can look here real quick.
Good information.
Well, I hate to go into other stuff, but when you know that you need it, and there's so much out there to be so confused by, let's see, it was, what did they minus out?
It used to be so much easier when they had the price on each piece.
Yeah, $13.49.
And how many are in a bottle?
And yeah, that's right, $13.49. And there are 1,000 units, and there's 300 in the bottle.
It's expensive.
Then the one that I would see, well, for the amount you're gonna need, yeah, because you know, I'm being told all the way up to 10,000.
I remember in Maine they said that this is such a cheap vitamin. I think that companies are deciding, you know, people are being told to take this.
In demand. Yeah.
There's one that Jill had gotten me this one from. She has a guru that she likes at this one big health food store. Anyway, it's Source Naturals Vitamin D3. It's 5,000 units, 60 capsules for $8.99.
That's a lot of units.
Yeah, it is. That would be good.
The doctor had told they told her she should take D3. So I said, well, that's good because that is the D3. That's right. The one you need. And she had done, I'd sent her that video by that woman, you know. I said, if you take this along with phone health pack, that'll be great.
Hmm.
Okay, so what was the brand name on that one, Jane?
It's called Source Naturals, S-O-U-R-C-E, Naturals. And it's a little short bottle, and they're little tiny, little white capsules. And it says, let's see, bioactive form for bone and immune health. I was looking to see. Yeah, it's got other ingredients, Motrin, gelatin.
How much were they again, Jeannie?
The capsules, gelatin. Huh?
How much again?
$8.99.
Okay, did you energy test that?
For 60. No, I didn't, and I really should. I need to start energy testing myself on these things. It comes from Santa Cruz, California.
I'm going to go in on Vitacost.
SourceNaturals.com.
Vitacost is where I got mine.
Oh, yeah, you were saying Vitacost. You said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
On other stuff I did. I didn't get the D3 there.
They keep having sales all the time.
Yeah, I need to look at that. I haven't looked online at all. She just gave me this one, so I still have just a few of those left. But no, I need to be muscle testing, and actually, maybe I should help her with that too and show her that.
Yeah, because that opens up a whole other.
There's a little paragraph. Our sunlight's the source of life on Earth, but we may not be aware of the ways it benefits. So our bodies manufacture vitamin D3 when the sun is exposed to UV radiation from sunlight, but the ability to do so decreases as we age. D3 maintains healthy calcium and phosphorus levels in the body for strong bones. It increases muscle strength in older adults, and it also plays an active role in the healthy immune responses.
And on and on and on from what I keep hearing.
So, and with this light coming out, boy, that'll be really awesome.
Yeah, I am so excited to get that. I just can't wait. I've got to go in and see what my delivery date is. On it.
That'll be neat.
Okay.
So
did you have any recipes for us, Dean?
Well, I haven't tried this one yet. It's kind of long. I'm going to try it, and then I will send it down. Vegetable soup with Swiss chard.
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of Swiss chard, though.
Yeah, this is what's in it. Onion, leek, of course, water or vegetable stock, celery stalks, carrots, oregano, basil, thyme, bay leaves, parsley, salt, corn, 2 ears of corn, kernel scraped on, 1 bunch of stalk, Swiss chard, 1 yellow squash, cup of green beans, crushed tomatoes, and little pasta shells, 1 cup of that.
Wow, it's got quite a combination, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then 3 cups of Swiss chard leaves that have been washed, stripped, and...
What's yellow squash?
Yellow squash?
Oh, those little... That's a little...
Zucchini?
That's a small one, yeah.
Yeah, the little... They look like little ducks.
Right.
If they're curved.
Yeah,
kind of a crooked neck type looking.
Right,
crooked neck. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. So, anyway, I saw that in my green book. This little green book, Greens, Glorious Greens is the name of the recipe book. It was written in 1996, I found out. But it has a little section that explains each of the greens. They were concerned, this gal, or it's actually 2 gals, Jonna Albee and Catherine Walters, looked around and saw that there were not many, there's recipes for spinach and cabbage and broccoli, you know, but nothing for arugula and bok choy and kale.
The more unusual ones.
Yeah, so they have a little section for each one of those. They explain how, you know, what it should look like and the vitamins and minerals in each one, and then how to wash it and cook it. You know, different ones need to be, like kale, you know, one of the harder ones, they flash boil them first and then they saute them. So that they're a little bit easier to eat and that kind of thing. And then they have a section on a nutritional profile of greens, and then they have a section about choosing the best tasting, healthiest ones. And there was a thing in here just real quickly about organic. They're talking about, bottom line, you can't really go wrong buying organic greens. But organic food also has better nutritional value, according to one study published in the Journal of Applied Nutrition. Tests conducted over a 2-year period at Doctors Data Lab in West Chicago, Illinois, consistently found that organic fruits and vegetables were richer in nutrients than non-organic produce. The purpose of the study was to document whether there is more nutrition in organic food. I found in many cases there were nearly twice the level of nutritional elements in the organically grown, said Bob Smith, president of Doctors Data and author of the study. On average, organic produce analyzed contained 63% more calcium, 59% more iron, 78% more chromium, and 60% more zinc than non-organic produce. Levels of selenium, one of the minerals the body uses to defend itself from toxic elements in the environment, were several 100% higher. I was like, really? Yeah, I don't know if I've ever read anything about that. So, and this, you know, like I said, this was published in 1996, so I just thought that was pretty interesting. As far as greens, they say that they really absorb quickly from their This guy did researching pesticides in foods for more than a decade. He found that some greens, including spinach, collard greens, and mustard greens, generally contain higher levels of pesticides than other greens. They act like sponges, and consequently, they tend to accumulate more pesticide residues. I give them the highest possible warning. That means watch out.
Spinach, collard, mustard, and what else?
Yeah, spinach, collard, mustard greens. And then 16 samples of spinach tested by the U.S. government had 95 pesticide residues, Simon reported. Conventionally grown collard greens are rich in A and B, but unfortunately are pesticide saturated. Some they found were DDT, Dieldrin, D-I-E-L-D-R-I-N, and heptachlor, all known cancer-causing chemicals. So there was a book. Let's see, David Steinman is the author of Safe Shopper's Bible, 1995, and Diet for a Poisoned Planet, 1992. Anyway, so just some, you know, something interesting to think about. When buying greens, I always just try to get my greens if at all possible.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's the biggie to me as far as.
Well, since we're making our green drinks and
smoothies, yeah.
Smoothies and we're eating them, I feel so much better if I know they're organic.
A lot of the other things you can pass on, but it just, you know, that don't have the pesticide load, but with the load that they've got on them for the most part. You know, the romaine lettuce is easy. That's everywhere in the packages. And the spinach is everywhere in the packages.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the stuff is not easy to come by. And that, I told Danny, I said, I've got to get more stuff planted. I've got a Swiss chard that needs to be set into bigger tubs for the winter so that I've got, you know, some of the sources right here. Source Naturals is on Vitacost.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, so we should be able to... See, you said you purchased one bottle of them?
Jill had gotten a couple of bottles, and she gave me one of them.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to scan for the D3. They got a lot of stuff in here under that brand. Good grief. One of 20 pages.
Oh, wow.
Of that, I don't think that can all be that. Well, it might be all that brand. I guess I better put a closer one for D3 in there of that brand.
I have to go in there and look at it. Yeah, these are, I'm going to learn how to test myself again. And her doctor had told her to take one twice a day with food. So she
was
getting 10,000.
They said with your heaviest meal.
Hmm?
They said with your heaviest meal.
Your heaviest meal, yeah, that has oil in it, right? Some type of fat or a healthy fat.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
So she was told to take 10,000?
Yeah, she's
full. Oh.
Yeah, see, she had told me I went to the doctor and everything's great except they found a lump in my, you know, in her stomach, and I have osteoporosis.
What's the lump?
Well, that was gone. That's gone now. So I don't know what happened there with that. Well, actually, we did. We prayed for her, and it went away. That's, she went back and it was gone, so.
That's easy.
Yeah. But, so the osteoporosis thing, you know, that's why I said, you know, bone health, and I sent her some things to look at, and she said, okay, I'm going to do this for a year. Well, 3 months into it, she's not doing it, so. And I understand habit patterns and things, and I try not to get too hard on people, but because I've taken vitamins all my life, it's part of my routine.
Okay, here's the bottle that is Source Naturals D3, 5,000 IUs, 120 capsules, $8.15.
Oh, okay.
Regular price is $15.98.
Okay.
So that's like almost half. I mean, it is half.
Oh, no, the other was 300 capsules. All right, the higher dosage was 300 for $13.50.
This is 5,000. Is that what you said, Jeannie?
Yes, a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you said 3,000. They've got them every increment here.
Yeah.
About they got 1,000, 2,000. No, I don't see a 3,000. Then they've got liquids too. I'm not sure about the liquids. I think I wasn't as accurate on the amount that I was getting.
That's the reason.
And they're 5-star as far as the rating here, so people are evidently satisfied with them and repurchasing, so.
Well, that's
and they've got K2 here also.
Oh, good.
Which the K2 was pretty spendy, and this particular brand,